We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a situation brewing behind the scenes here that we've been lied to by one of our two producers. Tommy's been very quiet today. I think that's after yesterday. He's kind of laying low. All good, but Big Mac, we have a lot of people that sent us a link from the StatMuse site, Christopher, Big Mac Monocle, saying that I Googled the same thing your producer claims he Googled, and it has Jamar Chase's name right there.
I got a guy named Robert Moore who DMs me all the time with every question we ever have. He should just work here, because he's the one who basically said, C-Mac's a lot. I mean, here's the link. Sends it. I'm looking at it. And I don't know how you missed that Jamar Chase is clearly number one by a lot.
I just tweeted you the picture.
Well, I mean,
you know. I mean, I just texted you the picture. I'll tweet it if you want.
No.
But the one with Chase in it is the same StatMuse, same website.
Yeah.
When I Googled rookie wide receiver stats, Chase is not in it. When I Googled rookie receiving leaders, Chase was in it.
All right, so you made an incorrect search.
I picked rookie wide receiver stats. And when I go to that page and I go to the receiving yards, Chase isn't there.
So all you're saying is that
and I just sent the picture to Evan
you
to confirm
acknowledging that you did an inappropriate search. That's fine.
Well, suppose.
Rookie wide receiver stats. I did not think that was inappropriate.
Why would Jamar Chase not be on a rookie wide receiver list?
I don't
Kyle
know.
Pitts, I get. Did Michael Carter of the Jets, I get.
Right.
They aren't wide receivers, right? Jamar Chase is a wide receiver.
I'm very puzzled by it as well. Look at your
phone.
Puzzled.
You're puzzled.
I am.
Puzzled. Well, we'd hate to have you puzzled here the day before Thanksgiving. So it's okay. It's not Google's fault. It's not StatMuse's
Nobody
fault.
Ratted me out. Nobody said anything. I interrupted. You were about to go to a phone call. We could have been in oblivious. Nobody would have known. We would have all been happy in our ignorance. Nobody would have known anything about it. I popped on the mic and said, excuse me, I messed up.
Yeah.
I want to make sure I clear the
record.
That
is correct. You did, and you get credit for that.
Right.
But you should know being ratted out by the audience.
That I will gladly tweet out the picture of the list I had.
I think you probably should.
Big Mac, if it makes you feel any better, at some point on this show today, I'm going to expose my partner for the fraud that he is. I am. Now, it's up to you. I'll leave it up to you when you want me to do it.
Yeah.
And you won't be able to argue with it. I think listeners are going to be very disappointed with you.
In regards to what?
You want me to just do it?
You might as well just give us the topic so I can do it right.
Expose him now.
I'm going to expose you right
expose
now.
Expose me now.
Hey, Craig.
Yeah.
Since you've returned.
Yeah.
Since you're back.
All right.
How many times have you been to Madison Square Garden?
I've been to the Garden.
To see the New York Knicks play basketball. I should clarify.
Oh, none.
None.
Nope.
Zero.
Not yet.
Saturday.
It's coming soon,
this
though.
Saturday.
Yep.
What are you doing at night?
I'll be probably laying on my couch watching Christmas Story
you
for the first time.
You have planned Saturday night. Where are you going? You know what?
I do have plans
Saturday
night.
Where are you going Saturday night?
I'm going to Brooklyn Roots, my buddy Tommy Perrone's brand new Italian restaurant on, I guess, 86th and 3rd, which is the greatest new Italian restaurant in all the five boroughs. Everybody should go there.
Sure.
Because it's just that good. And at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Saturday night.
Yes.
I will be in Brooklyn with my family.
Great.
Enjoying a family style Italian
meal. That is awesome. Now, what are you going to do after you eat at Brooklyn?
And then I'm going to go do other things in the borough.
What are you going to do inside that borough at, say, 7:45?
Mm,
where are you going to be?
Hopefully, I'll still Brooklyn Roots. long family style dinner.
I hear other information coming my way.
You
that
hear other information?
I hear other information. That let's say 8, 8:30, because you run late sometimes.
Yeah.
Where will you be at 8:15, 8:30 on Saturday night? Answer the question.
Be in Brooklyn.
You'll be in Brooklyn.
Yep.
What will you be doing in Brooklyn?
I'll be watching a basketball game.
You'll be watching a basketball game in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Who's playing in said basketball game?
Phoenix Suns.
Against the Brooklyn Nets. So you're telling the audience, all the Knicks fans that adore you, you're the voice of the Knicks at this radio station.
That's right.
That your return to New York basketball won't be at Madison Square Garden. No. It's going to be at Barclays Center. What do you have to say about that?
Well, you're wrong. Because Friday night, I'll be at Madison Square Garden.
No, you won't.
To see my beloved Knicks play those very same Phoenix Suns.
Now, I'm going to be in the building
and
for both.
By the way,
prove yourself.
Check the schedule. They play my Knicks on Friday night.
I know because I'm going.
I'm going to a home and home.
You're not. Listen, I will apologize. Friday night, I'll be in the building.
Okay.
Just text me where you're at.
Deal.
We'll see each other.
Let's meet
and
for
I'll
drinks.
Say, we'll meet for drinks.
Do I go to Nick and Steph's before the game?
It's already a part of the plan.
Love to do it.
Once you do that, I'll apologize. But until then,
okay.
You're a fraud who's returned to New York basketball. Mr. Nick.
That's right.
Will be at Barclays Center.
Uh-huh.
And you gave me crap for going to the Garden?
I will be at the Garden on Friday night.
No, you won't.
Watching my Knicks play those very tough Phoenix Suns, by the way.
No, you won't. No, you won't.
Sometimes, Evan, parenting takes precedent over fandom.
So your kids chose Brooklyn over Manhattan. That's okay. Sonny, I respect that, bro.
You know that didn't happen.
Here's what I know.
Yeah.
You guys are going to a Nets game,
yep. And
you're not going to a Knicks game.
You don't know that.
I do know
so
that.
So tell me where you want to meet Friday night at the Garden, and we'll meet.
At 8 o'clock, Chase Bridge behind 315.
Yeah, but I'm not going all the way up there based on where I'm sitting.
Why not?
Because I'm not walking up that high.
We'll have a meet and greet with
Nick
fans.
I got vertigo. That's way too high for me. But if you'd like to meet at some point at halftime, pregame, you know, Sonny and I will gladly meet you and your family, your brother-in-law, wherever you go to the game with.
Yes, yes.
Or we can meet for a cocktail at Nick and Steph's. Your call, Evan.
You will not be in the Garden that night.
Okay.
Unless you're hustling right now, like, oh my God, I got to get tickets. Let me call someone I know.
Check stolen right. Listen, this is important.
I am guilting you into going to the Garden Friday night to cleanse yourself. Because imagine that.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, jokes aside, when's the last time you've been to an NBA game?
Last time I was at an NBA game would have been a Knick game in 2018, maybe?
Wow. You're going to break that drought.
17 or 18.
That's a drought.
You know,
I know a thing or two about droughts. Used to have a few of them back in the day.
A few of them.
And you're going to slump.
Your whole high school career was a drought.
Wow. You're going to slump bust at Barclays Center.
Okay. How do you consider going to the Garden on Friday not a slump bust?
You're not going to the Garden on Friday.
As far as you know.
Okay.
But I'll see you there.
I'll see you both.
Perfect. 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 I'll be the guy tipping the suite attendant.
Well, the difference is you're going to get a lot of food.
Also probably true.
Difference.
That's expensive. All right, Sonny, guess what? Change of plans on Friday. Well, listen, Sonny came home. He wanted to go see a game. The family's never together because I got kids in college. So, yeah, we're double dipping. Knicks on Friday, Nets on Saturday, Brooklyn roots in between.
I respect that.
And it's fantastic.
If you do that, I respect that.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's going to happen. I think you're only
going
to be in Brooklyn. You're only going to be seeing
and on Sunday, I might go to MetLife Stadium just to see if John Mara's afraid of the fans or not.
You know what?
Which is really a big story to me. I know maybe it's not to a lot of you, but if just follow the bouncing ball for a second. John Mara came out during the Eli Manning celebration. It's about a month ago now. And he was resoundingly booed. John Mara has not been booed a lot as the owner of the New York Giants. He got booed that day so badly that Eli Manning had to grab the microphone and ask the fans to kind of chill out and be more respectful to John Mara because it was uncomfortable, and it was awkward. Well, at halftime of the Giant game this Sunday against the Eagles, they are honoring Michael Strahan. Will John Mara come out on the podium knowing he's going to get booed again, or is he going to hide from the fans? And I do think it's a story because he didn't go on the podium or the staging setup for the 10-year anniversary celebration of the Giants Super Bowl, but he did come out for Eli. Is he not going to come out for Michael Strahan? And I can't wait to see that story play itself out, because if he doesn't, then he's telling you, I'm afraid of you. I can't handle your boos. And all he's got to do is come out. He's going to get booed and say on the microphone, I hear you. I respect you. You're not wrong. Now, would you allow us to honor the great career of Michael Strahan? He could actually, this is a great moment, I think, for the owner of the New York Giants to embrace the fans, to acknowledge how ticked off they are, and not to run away from it. And I hope that he'll do that.
The problem with him doing that, even though that's a great line if he says that, is you're changing the story away from Michael Strahan.
Well, the boos do that anyway, don't
they?
Yeah,
but if you're not there, then there is less of a story.
I don't know.
The story isn't going to be as much about John Mara getting booed. It'll be about honoring an all-time great football player.
Which they're going, he's going to get honored. His name's in the ring
of honor. Craig, Eli got honored. And what was the story after Eli got honored?
Yeah, among some people,
booing,
yes.
Booing John Mara. So in a way, and I get where you're coming from, but I come from the way of, I wouldn't be there. Not because I'm afraid of being booed, but because I don't want to take away from the story. And the story is honoring Michael Strahan.
By the way, I want to get your take on that. If you're a diehard Giant fan, whether you're going to the game or not, if you learn that John Mara does not come out to introduce Michael Strahan and say whatever pleasant words he's going to say about the Giant great, as a fan, does that bother you? Maybe I'm wrong. I'm not dying on this hill. I wonder if it bothers you. He has a rare moment in front of 80,000 Giant fans on Sunday to come out and say something or acknowledge, you know, the fans' presence.
And that's a good thing to say, by the way. I think you scripted it out well. Yeah, like, I hear you, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
I hear you loud and clear. I get it. Let's honor Michael. And that's simple.
The funny thing is, Michael Strahan's already been asked, not about that, but something similar, in that you may get booed because half the stadium may be Eagle fans.
Also,
how does that make you feel?
And by the way, Michael Strahan, during the Manning cast a couple weeks ago, buried the New York Giants.
He did. Yes, he did.
He buried them.
How can you not? They've been bad.
Right. They deserve it. So that, to me, maybe, listen, I'm interested to see the Giants offense with Freddie Kitchens calling the plays, obviously, because that's the biggest change for them. Interested to see if they've got any pulse so they can beat the Eagles, who have now become a wild card contender. So it's a huge game for the Eagles, obviously. But I'm really interested. I don't know why.
And by the way,
in seeing if the owner's afraid of the fans.
As down as we are on this team, as bad as we think they are, you also know if they win and they're 4-7, there's going to be that talk of, all right,
not out of it yet.
The run.
Yeah, I agree. This legitimately is the season. If you lose to the Eagles, I don't hear another word.
Oh, no,
about
no, they're
anything.
Done. They're done for many reasons. From a mathematical standpoint, you can't lose another divisional game.
Yep.
Especially to Philadelphia and Washington, those three specifically.
They're just too heady anyway.
Right. You have to win almost every game. And the problem some Giant fans are going to run into, and I'm not sure they're there yet, earlier in the show, we had a conversation about Joe Judge. You believe Joe Judge is safe no matter what.
Yep.
I happen to think, well, you know what? If they lose a bunch of games and they finish with 3 or 4 wins, he's gone. There are going to be Giant fans who say, you know what? F this. I don't want to win any games. I want him gone.
Sure.
I want the better pick. I don't want there to be any doubt about the future of this team. That's a sad spot to be in, but you know there are going to be some Giant fans who are listening right now who are saying, hey, guys, I don't want to win any of these games.
I cannot wait to see if Mara shows up for that. And I'm sure, by the way, I would not be surprised if he's debating it.
Do you think he will?
If they're even having conversations.
What do you think?
I think he has to.
See, I don't think he does.
To me, that's a problem. And again, I'm not dying on the hill. I'm not a Giant fan. If you guys are Giant fans and you don't give a rat's ass if he's there or not, I respect that. If he is there, I imagine you're also going to boo him. It's the only way for you to let the owner know how you feel about, you know, where his team's at, which he clearly already knows. But that's what you're going to do, and I respect the hell out of that, too. If he doesn't show, you know, to me, that alters a relationship a fan base has with an ownership family that the fan base has been very good to. Very good to from Jump Street, right? So we'll see. It's interesting. It's a little sidebar story that I think a lot of people are going to have some interest in. Here's Tom in Morristown. Tommy, what's on your mind?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
What's up? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
I will be there on Sunday, and I'm going to boo the hell out of Mayor. I hope he comes out and he takes the booze. This guy has driven the organization into the ground since his father passed away. And that's it. It's terrible.
See, and there's a lot of people that are going to feel that way.
Well, I don't think there's any Giant fan who disagrees with Tom. There's no Giant fan that's going to give John Mara a standing ovation. I mean, why would you?
Bring him out there.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Let's say John Mara doesn't go out there. How do you react to that?
Oh, I love Michael Strahan, so I'll be standing.
Yeah,
cheering.
No, no. I mean, you're going to cheer Strahan because he's your guy, you know, two Super Bowls the whole bit. But your opinion of Mara if he hides from you?
It won't change whether he comes out or not.
That's all you need to know.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. Like, the point is with John Mara, even if he did give that great scripted line that you came up with, which is actually a good line.
Thank you.
Nothing's going to change until the team changes. Like, here's the cold, hard reality for John Mara that we've been blinded by for a long time. Who has John Mara hired that's been a good hire? I'll wait and listen.
Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock, tick. Oompa, loompa, doompa dee doo. I've got another puzzle for you. Yeah, nobody.
Nobody. Right, because right. The truth is, if you go back to George Young and Ernie Accorsi, they had good people running the organization. And let's not forget, George Young came here because
Faye Vincent.
Pete Rozelle.
Pete Rozelle, thank you.
You're
I apologize.
I'm the sports guy here. I'm happy to help.
Name slipped my mind. Because Pete Rozelle wanted to help a decrepit franchise known as the New York Giants.
Yes, he was
handpicked. So Pete Rozelle said, here's George Young. And George Young was great. He was fantastic. Ernie Accorsi, for the most part, was great. He was fantastic. And then it was Jerry Reese. Well, it was okay.
Well,
they did win a Super Bowl.
Let's be clear, though. Same tree.
Same tree. Yes. No doubt about it. But John Mara, and this is where Giant fans should have no faith. I hate to make you feel depressed on this Thanksgiving Eve, but I have to tell you the truth. It's like the Jets. You're very right with the whole Jet thing. John Mara hasn't proven he could hire the right guy. He hasn't. Because, again, who has he hired that you would say, hey, that was a good hire?
By the way,
so there's nothing he can do that's going to make the Giant fan feel better until the organization turns around.
Do you think he shows up?
No.
You think he ducks Giant fans?
Yeah.
Oh.
Under the guise of, and I actually do buy it, this is about Michael Strahan. This is not about me. This is not about the current team. This is about an all-time great Giant. It's his day. There shouldn't be a distraction. And by the way, a part of me really agrees with this. I'm a diehard fan honoring one of my great players. Whatever team I root for, whatever player it is, it's about the player. I don't want it to be about anything else. I don't want it to be about Jeff Wilpon. I don't want it to be about John Mara. Hate to use them in the same sentence, but hey. I want it to be about the guy I'm honoring. If I'm a diehard Giant fan, I don't like John Mara right now. I don't trust John Mara right now. But what I want to do is I want to stand up and give Michael Strahan a standing ovation. That's it!
Yeah, you can still do that as soon as John Mara stops talking. That's all John Mara talks. Boo! And it's very simple, Evan. Hi, Giant fans! Boo! Michael Strahan! That's what it'll be. That's what it'll be.
I'm trying to think back to when the Mets honored Piazza and they retired his number. I wouldn't want Jeff Wilpon there. And I don't even remember if he was. And I obviously, Met fans' relationship with the Wilpons is now becoming similar to Giant fans with Mara. To me, it was, I want to honor Mike. I want to think about good things. I don't want to think about bad things.
Andrew's in New Haven, Connecticut, home of Don Pepe's Pizza. It's all right.
Oh.
It's all right. We're not going crazy over it. Ooh, you put clams on a pizza. It's all right. Go ahead.
No, I thought about two parties, actually. That's the secret.
There you go. Go ahead.
But thanks for taking the call, guys.
Yeah.
I would, if he shows up, I mean, I say, you know, applaud him for the ball, you know, for having the guts to go out and be on the, and it's his team, you know, represent his team, and it's Michael Strahan, and, you know, I saw Tish once. I had season tickets, and Tish came out right before the PSLs. and he got booed for like 5 straight minutes. And I haven't seen him since.
He got booed for it because he's rich.
Because of the
Yeah, the Giant fan has no connection to the Tisch family when it comes to the Giants.
No, they were ticked off because of the personal PSL, seat license. Yeah.
But the Giant fan, there is no connection. The Tisch is only part of the team. They're not involved really in the football part of it. They're involved in the business part of it. Yes, the fans hated PSLs, rightfully so. Tisch became the face of that, wrongfully so. It was collective, obviously.
And by the way, just because the PSL was brought up, you know what makes me really sad? I think I heard it on this radio station, but I got to call it out. There are tickets available. The New York Giants do not sell out every game. We clearly know the Jets don't. And yet both franchises had the guts, the gall, to say, we're going to sell personal seat licenses. You know how much value those PSLs have right now?
Zero.
Zero.
Yep.
It was one of the biggest shames in the New York area when it comes to sports and tickets with our local teams.
Yeah.
They forced you as Giant and Jet fans to pay money for nothing.
Dude, we all know the story. The Giants it's burned through a 20-year waiting list for season 10.
Yes, and now there are commercials on our radio station or on TV saying, hey, there are still some seats available.
Which, by the way, Giants-Eagles Thanksgiving Sunday is not a sellout. It'll be announced as one.
And I'm sure it will be.
It's
but
not a sellout.
There are seats available. Now, I get it. There was a pandemic, and I don't want to minimize that because I think that's why the Knicks don't sell out all the time, and maybe it affects the Nets, too. I get it. I understand that may be a factor, but you know what the bigger factor is?
What?
Your team stinks. Your team is an embarrassment.
Evan, 10 home wins over 5 years. You're not giving them anything to be happy about to come see. Listen, we'll all take a beating for a little bit, but then there comes a point where you go, I'm done being beaten down. Plus financial concerns, obviously, post-COVID, the team doesn't give you any reason. Like, what's the other than I love football, my family's always gone, I tailgate for 3 hours, which I adore doing, you ain't going to watch the product.
And there aren't many of us, because look, I'm the same way with the teams I root for. I'm going to go no matter what, right? I'm a sucker, whatever you want to call me. So
1-800-SUCKER.
I get the Giant and Jet fans out there who say, I'm going either way. But most people aren't like that. And that's why it rang in my head more so than the Jets, because it's the Giants. There are tickets available.
Yeah.
The PSL organization, the organization that had a wait list for 100 years, are telling you before a Giants-Eagles weekend in which they're retiring the number, Craig, of Michael Strahan, quote, hey, we got some tickets available. Sad.
877-337-6666. Hi, SNY. Thank you, Grubhub. We're also getting reports now that there is a 10-mile backup traffic-wise for all roads that lead to the UBS Arena.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going
to
say
Already
that.
Already getting reports of 10-mile backups, bumper-to-bumper traffic within a 30-mile radius of the arena for tonight's Ranger.
I'm about to fact-check you on that, by the way.
Go ahead.
I am.
Fact-check me all you want. Bumper-to-bumper.
All right, if we left this place, oh, my God.
Yep.
He's not.
How long would it take us to get there right now? We are in Lower Manhattan. We're in Tribeca, West Side Manhattan. How long?
23 miles, 1 hour and 57 minutes.
And it's 4 o'clock.
And it's all red. Like, you know how on Google Maps it's all red?
Yeah.
So I just have to let everyone know I fact check Craig. Huh? He's right.
Told you. 2 hours right now to go 23 miles. And that's only going to get worse. Yeah, great idea. Let's have a game.
Wait a second. How about the fact that seven Islanders tested positive for COVID? So should they play that? So what?
It'll be fine.
You know, you sat here a year ago with football and said, they got to cancel these games. They got to cancel these games. How many Islanders need to get infected with COVID before they cancel the game?
9.
That's the magic.
Yeah.
He's such a jerk. And by the way, for anyone who's on their way to UBS,
stop, turn around.
No, I feel bad. Like, if they haven't canceled the game now, they got to play it. Can you imagine if it's 6:30? They're like, we got another positive test for canceling it.
Awesome.
No, it wouldn't.
That would be one of the great foobar situations in the history of New York sports. Right?
No,
could you imagine?
That would be the worst.
The night before Thanksgiving.
Ugh.
The best part of it is that Boomer would be stuck in traffic both ways.
Well, how is Boomer going? Did he ever explain that on the air today?
Probably helicopter. Probably helicopter.
By helicopter?
Yeah, I'm sure there's a heliport over there. He's probably worked out a deal.
I don't think there is. Is there? He's landing on the top of the arena.
Yeah, he's landing at Aqueduct. Yeah, over there at Resorts World Landing. I'm sure they got a helipad over there somewhere. I'm sure at some point they offered me a ride there. There's no doubt.
I know you don't care about this, Craig, but for anyone who understands the state of the Islanders, can you imagine if Boomer has to sit there and the Islanders hand him an L tonight?
Oh, just for the theater of that, I mean,
the Islanders are a mess. Half the team's either hurt or infected with COVID. They stink. They're getting booed off their own ice. Yeah. Can you imagine if the upstart Rangers, the powerful Rangers, come into UBS Arena, you sit in 2 hours of traffic, except for Boomer because he's got his helicopter, 3 hours, and then the pesky little Islanders hand you a big fat L?
You know what's going to be even better? There's going to be more traffic after the game than there is before the game.
How's that?
Because that's when a lot of people wait till 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night to go to their Thanksgiving destination, sleep over, wake up, Thanksgiving. Yeah, it is a bleep show, and it will be till
midnight.
Here's
what I don't understand. So yesterday, driving home, I had my bleep show. I thought that was the Thanksgiving traffic, because I figured everybody was leaving a day earlier. Yeah. Is that not what happened?
Well, you forgot the fact that 12 million people live here. That's what you forgot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to give the people that are playing the address, but Tommy lost their phone numbers, so.
No, there's poor people.
So I can't reach him. Yeah, remember the 1 gallon Chatham who was making us like stuffing or something?
Yeah, she was going to bring food, yeah.
Yeah, her husband wanted to play.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, of course. Yeah, we'll call you the day before the game so you know where to go. Yeah, he doesn't have that number.
Hey, by the way, I brought in a Thanksgiving cake. When should we bring it out and eat it?
Bust that baby out.
Logie, can you get the cake?
Well,
it's on my desk.
He's busy right now trying to find numbers that he lost.
After you find the numbers, go get the cake.
Yeah,
I went to town for our little Thanksgiving fest. You brought nothing in. That's kind of embarrassing. But
I brought in 3 pounds of prosciutto.
I haven't seen 1 pound of it.
Do you want me to get it? I mean, do you want more prosciutto? You haven't had enough today?
So you took my prosciutto.
He's bluffing.
Oh, you don't think he has prosciutto?
No, I don't think this
is. You know what? Bring out the prosciutto, Craig. I brought salami, pepperoni, cheese.
Yeah.
I brought sushi, which you seem to have a problem with.
Pasta from Viviano's.
Co-host with Warwick, New York. Prosciutto. Now, when I go get the 2 pounds of prosciutto I got.
Yeah.
You're both dead.
Why are we dead?
No, because you've accused me. He just called BS on it.
Yeah.
So you're challenging me.
No, what I'm merely saying to you, Craig.
In, you guys called BS on whether or not
Craig,
I called
Craig,
it. Right?
Here's my problem. Yeah. I brought a lot of food in, okay, which I have no problem with. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You brought in food, and you haven't given anything to anybody. So essentially, you bringing in prosciutto is called more prosciutto for Craig.
I'm not even sure we got thank yous. Evan didn't get a proper thank you.
I did not get a thank you.
I'm not sure. We got a proper thank you.
Oh, yeah, what did you do? You had your father-in-law cook.
Yeah.
You thought you did nothing. You carried thank them. Something.
And what did I do, Craig?
You went to the store and you did your best.
Damn right I did.
Wasn't great, but you did your best. All right?
What do you mean?
You can't even pronounce charcuterie.
That was my problem. When I went to the store, I said, do you have a charcuterie board? And the woman looked at me like I had 12 heads.
Okay, now, I'm going to go to my office. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get the prosciutto.
Okay.
You cannot have any.
Fine.
I'm just putting it out there.
You but still you don't think stuff. He has any?
You call me on my bluff, yeah. So I want to at least show you that you're wrong.
Okay.
And then I will repackage and take home.
Okay.
You now know, don't
repackage. But now you repackage and take home.
Chris,
so you didn't really bring it for us.
You can't have any of it.
That's
now.
Fine.
Because you don't think I brought it.
Correct.
So when I produce it, your punishment is
you
can't have
That's
any.
That's more than I wanted for everyone else, though.
Would you like to see my Thanksgiving?
You can't bring it home.
No, it's going home.
Well, then
now.
You didn't really bring it, did you?
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
I'm not allowing you to eat it.
Well, not me, but Evan, Tommy.
Evan doesn't think I brought it in either.
Well, because here it is. It's 4:30. We have all basically eaten all the meats I brought in. The pasta he brought in.
Yeah.
The cake I am now brought in. You want to take a look at it? Here's my beautiful cake. We've all eaten the food. You haven't brought any of your
food
out.
Don't spite hurt that cake. That's not, that wouldn't
Hold
be.
On.
You're going to hurt the cake?
Oh,
I'm
boy.
I'm not
going to
hurt the cake.
What are you going to do with the cake?
Microphone with you. Yeah. It says,
don't drop it on me.
It says, Happy Thanksgiving on it. And then, what's that say?
It says, give thanks and grateful.
Which is great.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
come
I knew
on,
that
Evan,
was.
Why'd you block it?
Because I'm not getting the cake.
Come on.
Oh! Yeah. Now I slapped him with cake. Should I eat this stuff?
Let's behave like adults here.
He started it!
To go right in your face.
And I blocked it, and now I put it in. I'm getting electric shock.
It was a good technique
on
the block.
It's a good cake. You just ruined the whole damn cake. It's all over the place. This is good, though. I'm going to take some more.
Anything to avoid getting that made-up prosciutto.
I'm going to throw it in your face. Here we go.
I don't know. I'm going to clean it up.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Half the cake is safe.
Just in case you don't, I'm ready. You clean it up.
Mutually assured destruction.
I'm ready. I'm ready to return fire.
I'm just going to clean it up.
If you want to attack me, I'm ready.
Do I have cake on the side?
Yeah, a little bit. Let's at least have a duel. Like, 10 steps retreat, turn around, and then throw.
Should I throw it?
No, don't throw it.
Jesus.
Why would you ruin such a beautiful cake?
Who
hey, by the way,
you're
going to
block it?
Can you give me some napkins? My whole hand is
I didn't know that you were going to block it. I thought for sure I was going to throw it right in your face.
You think I'm new around here? I sensed it coming. As soon as you came over for the cake, I said, this poor schmuck's going to try to throw it in my face, and I'm going to block it, and I ended up getting a slap at your face, which
I
was nice.
The old, can you read that for me? That didn't work.
That's what gave it away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You should have gone with the, does this cake smell good to you?
The cake?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I should have said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, my
take, some of the napkins,
my technique was lacking there a little bit, yeah. Anyway, happy Thanksgiving to you. If you, here you go. I'll take it. If you are sitting in traffic, well, we told you that was going to happen on your way to UBS. Let's get some calls in here. There was one other thing I wanted to give you. Oh, do we have the Griffin audio? There's another ball player who honestly appears to have lost his mind and talking about having guns at his house and where he got the guns from. And it's a real serious issue right now where I have not seen an update, but I think it was Everson Griffin, is that right? Who had allegedly barricaded himself in his own home earlier today and put out a bunch of crazy Instagram tweets about having guns, where he got the guns from. So that'll be coming up a little bit later in the show because I want to get an update before we get into it. But I will give that to you for sure. Anthony is in Dix Hills on the Fan. Anthony, how are you?
Good, I'm great. I'm heading home from work, and I might have missed it. I apologize if I did. Are you trying to lose 6 pounds still before tomorrow morning?
I got 4.5 pounds. Well, it's called 5 pounds to go by tomorrow morning,
So what is Evan trying to sabotage you?
Yes, he is trying to sabotage
me. This cake was not just for Craig. It was for everybody. Now it's ruined because it's all over the place, you selfish,
That's an inside sabotage right there.
Oh, so you think I bought the cake just simply to sabotage Craig?
I think it's possible.
You know what I did? I'll admit this, Anthony. I wanted to test him. I wanted to see his willpower. I wanted to see what he would do with such a beautiful, good-smelling cake, which is now all over the place.
Now I think he's going to get a bucket of ice on his head.
I might. We're going to videotape it tomorrow, so we'll put it out there. But I got 5 pounds to go. I bought a bottle of Miralax on my way in today.
To go.
I got 5 pounds to go. I'm gonna hit the. I'm gonna put on the sweatshirt, the Glad bag. I'm going out for a midnight run tonight. I'm going to hopefully sweat it out, use the Miralax, dump the rest of it out, and wake up tomorrow morning 5 pounds lighter and win.
You still have frosting on your mouth, by the way.
You have it on your nose.
That's fine.
Thanks for checking in, Anthony. Appreciate it. There's icing everywhere, yeah?
Oh,
Sonny and I
are
going out for dinner after the show. How do I look, Sonny?
You look great. And there's never been a more conflicted person than my dad on a diet staring at the menu at a restaurant.
Yeah.
How are you going to go out to dinner in that situation? You are so, you can't lose these 5 pounds. You're going to gain 4 pounds before tomorrow.
I'll eat fish. I'll eat some fish.
Is it wrong if I still eat this cake, by the way, even though half of it was...
The way I see it, Evan, is it's one meal, right? That's why, like, when people complain when they go to a restaurant, it's terrible and they throw fits. Because it sucks, for sure. It's one meal. All right, the meal sucked. The restaurant experience sucked. It's one meal. Get over it.
It's one meal where you're trying to lose 4 pounds.
Yeah, I got 5 pounds to lock in the win.
He's got no shot.
Yeah, 5 pounds to lock in the win. I was 211 and a half this morning. I started at 219. So I got 5 pounds to lock it.
How many days after Thanksgiving before you're at 225 again?
Thanksgiving night.
Thanksgiving night.
Yeah, that's right. I stopped at Parati's on my way in. I got all the goods I need for Thanksgiving. I put it all right back on. Dude, I haven't had pasta or bread in a week.
Wow, God bless
That's
you,
very
man.
Hard for me.
Ah, it's hard for
very,
me.
Very hard
it's hard
for
me hearing about it.
Here's JJ in New Jersey. JJ, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I think I got an explanation for Salah's comment about Flacco being worth his weight in gold.
Yeah.
Gold is what, $1,500 an ounce?
Yeah, that's right.
So times that by 16
How many ounces are in a pound? 16 ounces in a pound. So 1,500 times 16 is what? Do the math real quick. Do you have the number?
I don't. Oh, Jesus.
You don't?
I'm not that smart.
Come on. It's 24,000. Let's go.
Okay. And, so that's per pound.
And let's say he weighs 200 pounds. 24,000 times 200 is what? Come on, do the math.
That's 4,800.
2.4 million. Let's go. Now we're talking. Okay. 4.6 million. Right. Carry the three. And you're talking about a guy that's worth several million dollars.
Well, which he is.
And what's his salary?
There you go. You just nailed it.
There you go. Yeah, I don't think that's what salary. Referring to?
For some reason, and I haven't been able to figure it out, JJ, for some reason, Joe Douglas, specifically Joe Douglas, even more than Robert Saleh, I think Robert Saleh just has to answer the question for Joe Douglas. He loves Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that they treated him as the only veteran quarterback they would even consider bringing in is fascinating to me. So I think Robert Saleh, I'm going to defend him for a second. He was in a tough spot. He's being asked a question that should be directed at Joe Douglas. Joe Douglas is the guy who makes trades. Joe Douglas is the guy who signed Joe Flacco 2 years ago or a year ago. That's Joe Douglas. And so Robert Saleh, you know, has to be a good soldier. And he's like, yeah, Joe Flacco's worth his weight in gold.
It makes no sense to me. Like, I appreciate, you know, coaches saying nice things publicly, supporting guys and all that. But this one just... It's beyond crazy.
Well, they gave up a sixth-round draft pick, say what you want about a sixth-round pick, for one start and one day being a backup. That's what they've given up for Joe Flacco. And now Zach's going to be the quarterback.
Right.
He's hopefully going to stay healthy.
Hopefully.
And that's that.
Like, even COVID doesn't knock Joe Flacco out.
Right.
They haven't ruled him out to be dressed for the game, although they didn't announce Josh Johnson. Now, let me ask you this question. If the Jets were honoring somebody, you know, legend like Wayne Corbett, Altoon, Wesley Walker, whatever, do you think Woody Johnson would be
yes,
out there in front of the fans?
Yes, because he's delusional.
Because he's totally tone deaf, right?
Tone deaf. And, like, Woody Johnson doesn't know that people think he's a buffoon. John Mara, I give John a little bit of credit. I think he gets it. I think he knows what fans think about him. Like, it wouldn't surprise me right now if John Mara and his family are sitting in traffic listening to this radio station.
No, I know for a fact that they're listening.
Right, trying to get a sense of what a Giant fan saying. No, I'm sure they're not happy, but you know what?
They've probably called the architect and said, why is this happening on the Giants radio station?
Well, because you...
And my answer is because you guys suck.
Yeah, dude, it doesn't matter if you're on our radio station.
And you're mistreating the fans.
Another radio station. That doesn't matter. You get called out if you're bad. You get celebrated if you're good. Like, that's just the reality of it.
And that what Evan just said... is so simple. Like, every athlete that has played here can testify to that. Owners can clearly testify. Coaches, GMs. But that's it. That we are, at our base level, simplistic people. If you win, you walk on water for us. We adore you. right? We buy everything you sell. Oh, big time bats. We want them. Right? Fake game used memorabilia from former quarterbacks. We sign up for that. Give us as much as you got.
Right.
And if you lose, you're lepers.
Yes.
And that's it. There's it's simple. Between.
But I think John Mara, to his credit, gets how people feel about him and the organization. I think there are other owners who don't. Well, like, I don't think Woody gets it. I don't think James Dolan gets it.
No, I think Dolan does get it.
You think he knows that most Knick and Ranger fans don't him?
Because here's the difference. You know, that sport, when you go to the game and you decide not to sit in the ivory tower, and you sit amongst, granted, wealthy people and expensive tickets, so I'll acknowledge that, you hear it. You see it. It's in front of you, right? He's aware of it. Right, he's aware of every sign that's written about him because he kicks people out when they're there. Right,
that's true.
So to Dolan, I would say to his credit, Dolan's clearly aware. He's intimately aware.
Would you agree that Mara's aware and Woody's not aware?
I think Woody Johnson is completely tone deaf.
Okay, so you're with me on that.
I think John Mara is aware of it, and it's very uncomfortable because it's still relatively new.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. This is not something John Mara's used to because I think John Mara's used to the fact that, hey, they won a Super Bowl in 2007. They won a Super Bowl in 2011, and he's used to Giant fans celebrating the franchise and him and his family, and this is new. And guess what, John, if you're listening, this is new to a lot of Giant fans. If you're under the age of 40, if you're Big Mac, who's a perfect example here, this is the first sustained time of being pathetic.
Yeah,
he doesn't remember the mid-70s. A lot of people don't. Some people do. A lot of people don't. I don't. So for guys like Big Mac, the diehard Giant fan, this is the first time in their life where they're embarrassed that they root for the New York Giants.
Yeah, that's been going on for 5-plus years now. So yeah, John Mara knows it. I'm sure he's uncomfortable with it. The question now is, does he hide from you people? Because that's what would happen on Sunday. If he's not out there for Strahan, he's afraid of you. He doesn't want to hear the boos when his name gets announced. And to me, I think, I guess just me, that's a calculated mistake. Doesn't make the Giants better or worse. Doesn't change the offseason. I want to be clear about that. It does, for some people, irreparably damage a relationship between a fan base and an ownership. And as much as people want to discount the importance of that, it's uber important. Because when an organization asks you to be patient for a rebuild, which organizations all go through at some point, at some level, they need your patience and your willingness to buy the ticket anyway. And when the owner, when the fans turn on the owner, you have what everyone just described as empty seats. The Giants have never experienced empty seats for 40 years.
And it's empty seats even with half the building not being empty but filled with Eagle fans.
I got an update on that Everson Griffin situation. So I want you guys to hear this first, okay? So Everson Griffin, Minnesota Vikings, put out a bunch of Instagram posts today that scared a hell of a lot of people. We then learned that while he was putting those Instagram posts out, he had apparently, I say barricaded, I don't know the exact means of it, but locked himself in the house and wouldn't come out, even with police officers surrounding the house. Listen to these Instagram audio, this one. Listen to what he said on Instagram and why people were so afraid. Go.
Yo, I'm in my house. Try to pop me. I still got clips left. This is my gun, 45 Wilson Combat, registered to me. I bought all my bullets around town. Dalvin Cook helped me purchase this gun. It all belongs to me, and they are registered to me. So I know exactly where I bought them. I got the card I have them on. I have everything, so.
So it's strange, right?
Yeah,
so
very much
so. It's as if he's getting ready for something to go down. He's armed, loaded weapons, as a weapon should be, right? Like, why buy the gun if you're not going to put bullets in it?
He also mentions Dalvin Cook helping him buy the gun, which is strange.
So he kind of outs Dalvin Cook in some weird way. Says the guns are legal, they're registered, I got all my paperwork. Almost like, come get me.
Right.
So the Vikings have just put out a statement. Law enforcement agencies have notified the Minnesota Vikings that Everson Griffin came out of his home without incident, which is awesome, and is now getting the care he needs, which is mental health care, clearly. We're thankful to the county, sheriff, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Our focus remains on Everson's health and safety and providing the proper resources for him and his family. And while everyone's got a right to own a gun in their own home, and each state's gun laws are clearly different, he can't have a gun. If you have a mental health situation that it appears that Everson Griffin has, for everybody's safety, those guns have to be taken away from him for the time being. But the good news is that nothing bad happened today.
Right, now he can get the help he needs.
And he clearly is in need of some help or had some kind of breakdown today. And that's why I put out the tweet yesterday. This time of year for a lot of people is the greatest thing ever. Thanksgiving, family, it's all good. Christmas, the same way. Hanukkah coming up in a couple days, the same thing. But for a lot of people, the holidays are a very dark, depressing period of time. I don't know why. I'm not going to claim that I do understand it. But it's a reminder that mental health situations are very, very real. There's no shame in feeling that way. The cliche of it's okay not to be okay is real. Please pick up the phone and call somebody, anybody, a hotline. If you're feeling some sort of way, not just during the holidays, but at any point in time, pick up the phone and let somebody know so a bad situation is not escalated to a dangerous situation or worse. So I'm glad that Everson got the help he clearly needs and that it happened apparently without incident today. Mm. And that's my speech for the day. 877-337-6666. Carton and Roberts on the Fan. We got more in the Maris situation if you're a diehard Giant fan. We got more in the traffic situation all around UBS Arena. We did an update in the last 20 minutes. That traffic that Evan told you from the Manhattan to UBS has gotten worse.
Let me see if that's true.
We checked three different routes from Manhattan to UBS. The best route we found was
1 hour and 56 minutes.
No, you are not seeing that correctly.
That's what I'm looking at.
2 hours and 36 minutes.
From where?
On the map I'm looking at on Sonny's computer right now.
I got 156.
Sonny, is that the best? 236? You updating it?
Okay, so it has gone down slightly.
Told you.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
156.
I got 145.
Ooh, you beat me.
I apologize. And what route is that from here?
That would have you going through, crossing over through the city. That's going to take you through a nice little scenic view through Brooklyn.
You're going LIE Cross Island, correct?
You're going Midtown Tunnel.
Yeah.
Correct, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, Midtown Tunnel.
Midtown Tunnel, Long Island Expressway, Cross Island. You're getting pounded on the Cross Island.
Pounded?
I mean, you parked on the Cross Island. If you're on the Cross Island right now, do me a favor. Honk your horn twice. Beep, beep. There you go. They all hurt each other. What? Why give me that look?
That don't look like an hour and anything to me. I'm sorry.
You're skeptical of his map?
That looks like 3 hours and 14 minutes to me.
I mean, just based off the red line alone, it may be double.
That's a 314 easy.
It is funny. There have been many times where Google Maps will tell me 157, and then it turns into 2 hours and 48 minutes. So
there aren't less people getting on the road. There's more people.
What I don't understand, and maybe you need time to figure this out, why are you taking joy in people sitting in traffic?
I'm not.
You are.
I hate traffic. It's good for our business, of course, because we have an audience, but it's terrible.
No. There's a smile on your face. No. Yeah. There's a smile on your face when you talk about getting specifically to UBS Arena. Why?
Well, I tell you why. Because whoever came up with a Ranger Islander game at this new, beautiful, gorgeous UBS Arena the night before Thanksgiving should be fired. It's much like Harold Katz at the NFL putting Jet and Giant games 7 out of the last 8 weeks on at the exact same time. Mr. Katz, who I like a great deal, you should be fired for incompetence in scheduling.
Do you?
Whoever thought it was a good idea on the worst roads in America, any day of the week, let alone the night before Thanksgiving, that you should add a hockey game at that building should be fired.
Do you have a comment on the fact that tonight at Prudential Center, the Devils are playing a hockey game?
Nobody cares about the Devils.
Don't you care about traffic?
Nobody goes there anyway.
What are you talking about? They'll get a big crowd tonight, I think.
I bet you I can get to Newark in 34 minutes right now.
Stop.
Yeah. Once you get to the hot tub, there ain't no
so
traffic.
So you're selective of what you're complaining about when it comes to scheduling a game on Thanksgiving
this
Eve.
This game, whoever thought this was a good idea should be fired.
Well, because of COVID, you're right. The Islanders shouldn't have to play a game tonight. They got 8 positive COVID tests.
Not because of COVID.
Yes, because of COVID.
Because if you're unaware of the traffic on the Cross Island and the LIE and all the other godforsaken roads in this town, the night before Thanksgiving, whoever thought it was a good idea to add to that is an idiot.
But so should they never play a Friday night game either?
No.
There's traffic on Fridays. Now, why do that?
There's the biggest traffic day of the year. Every year, it's not debatable. Talk to our traffic people. They'll tell you the same thing. Is the night before Thanksgiving. It's terrible. And the fact that someone thought it was a good idea to have this game is an idiot. No disrespect to whoever that idiot is, but you're an idiot. You're a card-carrying member of the idiot club. Congratulations.
Should there be no sporting events on the Wednesday of Thanksgiving Eve? Because there's traffic everywhere.
That's right. There should be no
so
sporting
everywhere.
Events.
Well, you had no problem with Wild Devils tonight at The Rock.
The Devils are... I love the Devils. Yeah,
I love
they're
the
good
Devils,
people.
Right?
It's not... That doesn't exist.
Ever try to drive to Newark?
I drive through the Holland Tunnel every day of my life.
That's you in the Holland Tunnel. What about taking the Jersey Turnpike and then getting off the
fantastic
exit?
Fantastic road compared to the Cross Island. Cross Island's a road that the devil made.
I think the BQE is that, by the way.
Yeah. The BQE is another
one. The BQE is the worst when it comes to traffic.
But real quick, I know we got to take a break. Don's on the Cross Island approaching the LIE. Hey, Don, how much fun is it right about now?
Well, considering I left the Bronx at 3 o'clock and I'm just getting to the express right now, I'm having a really good time. I just wanted to tell you that.
Yeah, good thing they added 18,000 more motorists tonight, huh?
So listen, Waze is telling me I'm going to be in Oceanside in 44 minutes and I'm approaching the Grand Central right now. What are the chances of that happening?
No shot.
Zilch.
Waze is lying to you.
It's never happening.
Waze
well,
is lying.
At least you're laughing about it. I'll give you
wish
that.
Wish me luck, man, please. Luck.
Get home safely, buddy.
He's got no other choice. It's either laugh or cry.
Right.
Take your pick.
Right. There's no other road to get on.
Right.
Right?
Just deal with it.
Yeah. I told you that last week this was a problem.
I didn't dispute you. The only thing I'm disputing.
You poo-pooed me.
No.
You minimized
I did not. I just said,
and
what
now
do you...
listen to this. Listen
all
to this
I said to you was, what do you want to do? Not have games on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving?
And I said yes. I have yellow icing on my black sweatshirt.
You started
and I'm going out for dinner tonight.
Craig, you tried to put a beautiful cake that I bought in my face. I sniffed it out. And I responded, and I slapped the cake back in your face. So you have no right to bitch and complain about, ooh, there's frosting on my face. You started it. You started it, and I finished it.
Did you, though?
Yeah.
Still cake in the studio.
Yeah, I wonder where it's going to end up.
I know where it's going to end up.
Going to end up in
the
fat head.
All right, 877-337-6666. Coming up, we gave Sonny, my son, the challenge of coming up with a Mount Rushmore of people associated with sports that whose name could be used in a very stereotypical manner around Thanksgiving.
Hmm.
We'll see what he came up with and if we can beat it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.